Hello everybody and welcome once again to the Anchor Book Club podcast. My name is Olaoluwa Oladokun, your host, and today we'll be continuing our review of the book Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. Hagin. Today we'll be looking at chapter 8 as I'll be sharing from my learning notes on the chapter. I hope it blesses you as always. Now, if you've been following the series, we know that man was created in the image and likeness of God according to Genesis 1 verse 26. That means man is in the same class with God. Man has to be in the same class with God, otherwise he won't be able to worship God in spirit and in truth. In spirit means in his likeness, so it is spirit relating to spirit. Jesus said, God is a spirit in John 4 verse 24. And then Jesus said, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, in the same chapter of the Bible. In 1 Peter 3 verse 4, Peter refers to the spirit of man as the hidden man of the heart. So with our spirit, we are able to contact the spiritual realm, and with our souls we are able to contact the intellectual and emotional realm, while with our body we are able to contact the physical realm. So we are primarily spirit beings. Now we've got to get the revelation of God's word in our hearts. That's the reason we have to depend upon the Spirit of God to open and unveil the word to us. For example, just because a preacher brings forth a Bible truth, people don't necessarily understand it immediately. It's very difficult sometimes to get people to see some truths from the scriptures because they sometimes try to figure it out with their minds instead of with their spirits. So we have to depend upon the Spirit of God to unveil and unfold the Word of God to us. The Word of God is spirit and faith food. The Word of God represents to the body what food represents. The Word of God represents to the spirit what food represents to the body. So it is a food for the spirit man. It is the food that nourishes the spirit man and grows the spirit man sincerely. To believe with our hearts is to believe independently of our heads or bodies. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So it emphatically tells us that we should have faith in God with all our heart and not focus on our head knowledge. And that is the template for believing God, to have unwavering faith in his word without giving in to the thoughts that are flowing through our minds. So in closing, I would like to read this part from the book. It says that this is very important. If you want to walk by faith, the word must be superior to everything else and anything else. The word must be superior to any knowledge, whether that knowledge is ours or someone else's knowledge. We must also remember this, that when we trust God with all our hearts, there comes a quietness and a peace into our spirits. Hebrews 4:3 says, for we which have believed do enter into rest. For example, when God says in his word, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus in Philippians 4:19, then we just simply know in our spirits that everything we need will be supplied and we don't worry. We have no anxiety. If we have anxiety, then we are not believing. Our hearts take courage as we read the word. As we meditate on the word, our assurance and confidence becomes deeper. This assurance in our spirit is independent of our human reasoning or of human knowledge. That assurance may contradict human reasoning. It may even contradict physical evidence. But to believe God with your heart means to believe apart from your body or mind anyway. So bottom line is this, we are to believe God regardless of the direction in which the thoughts in our minds are going. Faith in God is independent of the mind. So the mind works separately. Faith is in the heart. It's in the spirit. So eventually, this faith that is stirred up in the spirit, having believed it and had confidence in the word, eventually rubs off on the mind. But the mind is not supposed to define what we have faith in. On that note, I would like to wrap up today's review of the chapter on Faith Bible Study Course by Kenneth E. again. I hope that you will join me again tomorrow as we continue with the next chapter from the book. And I would like to appeal that, as always, you spend some time studying the Word of God and in prayer and fellowship every day. Thank you very much for being a part of this. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.